seat.
Well, an FTT tax sounds like a really good idea, doesn't it? It plays well politically. And we can hit those greedy bankers who we all hate in public while we shovel money into their pockets in private, but I don't think it's going to quite work out that way. All taxes are passed on to customers at the end of the day. Sorry, everybody, that's just how it works. So again, it'll be the little people that pick up the tab. It'll be savers, it'll be pensioners, and ordinary folk that pick up this tax, not the greedy fat cat bankers that you're trying to get at. And it's interesting, is it not, also, if you look in the small print, they're saying some of the money raised can actually go towards perhaps saving future failed banks. So we know, we concede, do we not, that more banks are going to fail. And we know this because we have the same ridiculous fractional reserve banking system, the same crooked money printing, criminal behaviour at the central banks, and so on and so forth. So nothing's changed. Another strong signal to bankers and politicians to continue the theft. But beware those who think taxing London is a risk-free game. And we mean London, don't we? Other EU countries, when it comes to financial services, are Mickey Mouse. Financial services are 14% of UK GDP. The UK contributes £50 million a day to this crumbling institution. Don't kill the goose that lays your golden eggs. Zurich, Geneva, New York and Hong Kong are licking their lips, wondering what piece of glorious stupidity we will come up with next. And an FTT is a special tax. What next? A special tax on sunshine holidays in Spain? High fashion in Paris? Luxury cars in Germany? Mobile phones in Finland, and a special, perhaps justifiable, tax on dreadful flat-pack furniture from Sweden. It's coming up your street next. The greedy bureaucrats just want your money.
Bene, adesso,
thank you. Mr. Bloom, there are two requests for blue card questions for you. One from Ms. Ford and one from Mr. Manka. Would you mind taking the blue card question, sir?
I'd be delighted.
Va bene.
Jolly good.
Allora.
Okay, first of all then, Mrs. Ford.
Mr. Bloom, you say you're very concerned about the FTT, so am I. Could you explain why you failed to turn up in your committee when this was first voted on for votes? The vote went 22-22, and you were not in the room. You could have stopped it.
You transferred the British Conservative Party the regulation of the City of London to this place, and you fiddle about in your silly little committees, having betrayed my country. You scoundrel!
Calma, calma.
A bit of order, please, colleagues.
Manka.
Mr. Manka.